Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 99, and today is our first show back for 2018, which is on January the 6th. So yay, happy new year, everybody. Yay. Happy new year to my co-host over there. Hey, Stone.
Good morning.
Hi, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
We need some more Corona for you. I'm good. Have you been eating fruitcake?
No. Okay. No, I don't think we had fruitcake this year.
Kind of seems like you have been, but anyways.
No, I've been sick, so I'm probably a bit all over the shop. Usual. Anyway. <Yeah. laughs> Anyway. We are very excited. Guess who's here today? Guess who's come to say hello? Guess who?
I don't know. I mean, I did invite the person in. I did change everything to.
I know. But we have Zortz. Yay! We need a cheer bumper. Hey, Zortz.
You say you got flagged, and I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bit dead challenger ate one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a good one.
Have you been waiting to use that one for a while?
No, it actually just came off the top of my head when you said we were on episode 99. I'm like, well, I got to quote some Jay-Z then.
Oh, nice. So I'm like, wow. It's pretty good.
That's good. That worked out really well, actually. So, Zortz, how are you?
You're possibly dying. I'm not sure yet. We'll see how the next 24 hours go.
Okay. All right. Well, Mm-hmm. Is it because it's cold, so it might be flu-like?
The flu part, I don't know, because I don't like leaving my house at all, so, you know, it's possible.
Yeah, we understand
that. I went down for a nap after a couple of rounds of PUBG with some boys last night, and I woke up about 5 in the morning and I had the scratchy throat and I could feel myself get the congestion around my sinuses and I was like, oh no, not today.
Yeah.
So, cool. I've got water, I've got DayQuil, I've got NyQuil, I've got Halls and I've got coffee.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, hopefully that will be enough to carry you through for today. But thank you for coming to say hi. You had some issues last year.
I did not have any issues. My ISP had some issues. I was fine.
ISP. Yes. So as you can see, everyone, Zortz is fine. His ISP decided to completely go away.
Don't curse it. Don't curse it.
Yes. It would have been really funny, though.
Nice ISP.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been really good, though, if you actually did sleep in, because, man, that would have been great.
I went back to bed. After I got up at 5 and I realized I wasn't feeling well, I went back to bed. I didn't get up till 9. I went to the store and I bought a bunch of cold battling things. And I came home and I took some NyQuil and I popped the Halls and I went back into bed and I just got up an hour ago. So I'm not messing around, man.
He's ready. He's pumped. Excellent.
I gotta try and kick this quick.
yes, absolutely. Because there's nothing worse than working when you're sick. It's horrible. So, okay. Well, how about you tell us what have you been up to since the last time we chatted? So, last year's show, we wanted to see how your death list was going. So you were just going to give us a quick rundown of your tunes from last year.
A total of 27 challenge tunes paid a visit to the spirit last year.
Okay. All right. You win.
The notable highlight to that was Zortz Beard the Warrior, who very early in the year met an individual by the name of the Dark Rider who ripped his face off.
Wow.
And that just set the tone for the rest of the year, I think.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yep.
27. Wow.
Holy Zorts the Priest bit the dust in the Ghostlands thanks to being in the Death Home area and lots of banshees and black spirit things and big ugly spider people.
Yeah. Death Home is always tricky.
Three different variations of Bloody Zorts the Bloodthirsty tune due to, well, me not thinking clearly before attacking stuff.
Okay.
So, and more mobs coming in and having a wonderful meal at their behest.
Nice. All right.
And perhaps the greatest, because this was a complete and utter brain fart on my end. There's no way to candy coat this. I was dumb, ladies and gentlemen. I was really dumb.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Green Zorts the Druid. Gallivanting through the Western Plaguelands, I suddenly realized I need repairs. Forgetting I had my Tundra mount that I could just summon and get repairs from, I decided I need to go find a vendor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Green Zorts was a Tauren.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So here I am, happy little Tauren Druid, gallivanting through the Western Plaguelands, forgetting I could repair myself at any time I wanted, and deciding the best place to go do this would be Chilwin Camp, which is an alliance camp.
No.
Oh, needless to say, some of the Draenei that were standing around there were like, hey, we got something for you.
So that was one shot? Like, that was...
That was...
Bam, dead?
That was my goodness.
That's like me flying over that flight thing over in Wetlands. It was one shot, dead. Like, there is no reacting other than...
I'm sitting here going along like, da-da-da-da-da. I go through... not Stratholme, but what's that town that the Horde and Alliance are fighting over?
Vanderhall.
I like circumvent that because I'm like, oh, there's a lot of bad, nasty stuff in there. Let's go. Da 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 da. And my Twitch chat is like, where are you going? What are you doing? No. Like big, like Niecy's flipping tables, and I'm just like looking at the chat, like, what are they getting all worked up about? Like, I had a complete mental shutdown for this period. I don't know what the frack happened.
Yep.
But then I get there and I die, and I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, that's a Draenei.
I'm on Horde. That's what you did.
Yeah.
You went.
My bad.
Oopsie. My bad, guys. Well, you know what? That's quite good. If the reaction was like, oh, oops, that's better than that crushing.
Curl up,
like, oh, fetal position. Yeah, exactly. So,
I made it all the way there. I was like, yeah, we're gonna get repairs and dead. And I'm like, what the hell happened? And then all of a sudden, it just dawned on me, like, you dummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we've all had one of those, though, haven't we? Over the time, Stone, had one.
Nah.
At least.
Nah.
So
never
really. Sure. But I think majority of us would have at some stage done that, so I'm sorry, Zorts. It is a horrible way to die, but you know, that's at least you got back on the horse again.
So well, nothing topped that.
Well, I'll say that the closest thing that I've had to it would have been selling blue gear, but I didn't actually sell it. I actually put it on. That was me being dumb. Whoops. Mm. Yeah.
And jousting.
Azzy in the chat is asking, how many this year? None. 2018's been good for whopping 6 days.
And you know what?
On the flip side of everything.
It doesn't matter because it starts from now. It starts from now. So any lost doesn't count. Okay, so we start a clean slate from this show right now.
On the flip side of that.
Okay.
On the 2016 year-end show, I said I had a goal. And that goal was I was going to get a challenge tune into Outlands. I didn't care if they survived. I didn't care if I just got to Outlands and stopped playing them for the year. But they were going to get to Outlands. So my Draenei Paladin did that over BlizzCon weekend. The magic of BlizzCon preeminated my abode, and we went from like level 40 to level 60 over that weekend. Like, I was just playing that dude constantly, and like, we're sitting there, and I say we because I was streaming it, and you know, my regulars were popping into the chat seeing what's going on. And suddenly we realized that this had suddenly gone from a maybe to holy crap, this could actually happen.
It's going
to
happen.
Like, it's I'm tweeting so Stone good. While he's in. I'm like, dude, you're never going to believe this. And he's like, don't curse it. I'm like, magic of BlizzCon. He's like, don't curse it.
Yep.
So where's the Paliat now?
He's in Northrend now. He's hanging out in the boring tundra.
Wow.
Yep.
So not only did I survive Outlands, I conquered Outlands.
Oh, Zotz, we're so proud of you. That is fantastic. You're in Outlands. My gosh.
No, I'm in Northrend.
That is awesome. Oh, sorry. Yeah, in Northrend. That's good.
So I not only achieved my goal, I just went right past it like, yeah, whatever, dude.
That is fantastic. So what level are you? Have you hit? You've hit 70?
71.
71.
I've been really about playing them. I've like touched it once in like the last month. I'm like, I don't know if I want to, because like once I got out of Outlands and I got to Northrend, I was like, you know what? I'm done. Like, it's almost the end of the year. I'm not touching them. I am not giving Stone the satisfaction of telling him this guy died.
What do you mean the satisfaction? I am not rooting for you to die. Ever. Ever.
No. No, we're absolutely on your team to get there. So, no, that's really good. So what is your goal for this year then? Like, what's your plan? What's your bucket list for this year or before the next expansion hits?
I don't really know. Well, I guess this should be the year of the blood.
Okay.
I keep starting bloods and then they die and then I step away for a while and then I start another one and then it dies. I think I want to actually try and see if I can focus on a bloodthirsty for a while.
Yeah.
And actually do get at least get it on the freaking list.
Nice. That would be good. That would be good. Have you got an idea of like what do you want to go with? Night Elf Hunter?
I've already got a couple. I'd have to look them up, but I got a. Okay. I think I got an undead and a night elf going right now, but they're still like wee babies.
Yep.
So.
Okay. All right.
The brainwashing seems to work, yes, but not for me. No brainwashing for me. Yep. Bloodthirsty, brainwashing, Nisi.
There is no brainwashing. Yes. There is not. Nisi, it's okay. They just don't understand. It's okay. All right. So what tips or advice would you give to anyone who wants to start a challenge tune?
Read the rules in the FAQ. We are getting too many people that do not do this. Or they say they do, and then they're asking questions that clearly show they haven't. I'm starting to think we need to put like a little checkbox where you actually have to read the stinking thing on the site before you can register a tune. But my God.
Ooh, people, a checklist.
Mm-hmm. People, read the rules and the FAQ. There are too many questions that you would already have answered coming to us if you just read the damn thing.
Yeah. That is a good
Don't good go into the opposite factions camps. That's bad.
Yeah. That would be definitely a good tip as well. Excellent. All right. So what tunes are you currently got focused on? So you've got your Pally.
I got Pally Zortz. I've got Tree Zortz, the Night Elf Druid, who is down in where are they? Crap, I don't remember where they are. They're somewhere. They're doing well.
Okay.
And then nice. I got the third iteration of Zortzberger, the Torn Hunter. And he's down in Feralis right now. So we're actually wrapping up Feralis with him. I've got my wee baby bloods that are still kind of putting around like the 10-20 level areas. Nothing really too noteworthy with them yet. Aside from that's it. I'm not going like too crazy with the number of tunes like I usually do. So
okay.
You mean you're focusing? You're focusing on a certain set of characters, right? Focusing.
For the moment, you know, sooner or later I'm gonna squirrel, dude. It's gonna happen.
And Lita knows why I'm saying focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Focus.
We've had that conversation. Sorry.
Even if it's like a
handful.
And
what
handful,
did I say to you?
Even if it's a handful, focus.
There is that.
Try and bring
look,
all this.
Look at my tunes. Look
here.
At my tunes.
I know, and that's really great.
And a half.
What,
that's
wait,
it.
What? Eight. Oh my goodness. Did you add more? Oh, oh no, okay. No, no, okay, no, I'm looking at the bullet points, like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
My goodness
technically,
gracious.
Technically, there's only that many at the moment. Anyway.
And, yesterday, me and Nisi made history. Team Puppet is alive and well and leading the list on the newest thing.
Nice.
I don't know if you want to talk about that yet, Stoner, if you want to
sure.
wait till later.
Sure, go ahead.
No.
Sure.
Well, the team Iron Teams is now live. We had a nice little soft launch for it. And me and Nisi have been talking about doing Team Puppet since the idea started getting kicked around. And yesterday we jumped from 1 to 15, running through nice. Tearsful Glades and Silver Pine Forest, questing and killing everything in our path because Nisi's just a bloody murderer.
Of course she is. That's awesome. So what did you... But what's your team comprise of? What did you
make? She is an undead priest. I am an undead warrior.
Okay. All right. So you've got...
So I figured... I'm the one yep. with the penchant for getting in trouble. So the fact that I now have a clutch healer, we're golden.
I found it funny that it was you that need to lead her around.
Because yeah, since
she doesn't usually
play Horde,
right? Yeah,
and she doesn't really do Iron Man, so she doesn't know where all the quests go. So, and the fact that this is going to send chills down some people's spines, I'm the captain of the ship here. I'm leading this team.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
And I don't mean like that means I'm better than her. I just mean I'm the one who knows where to go and what to do.
Yep.
Oh,
so I'm trusting her to listen to her gut. So if I say, hey, we got to go do this, her saying, I don't think that's a good idea. Nice. Although there were some people yesterday trying to get us to take on one of the elite Ettins.
But I think you could have.
No, best advice. Sometimes don't listen to Stone. Just saying.
Look, those guys, they hit like trucks.
Yeah, you would have been fine.
They do.
And while I have all of the utmost faith in Nisi's ability to keep me alive, I don't trust myself to be close enough to her to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd probably like end up kiting that thing away from her and her being like, oh, you're dead.
When does the priest get that one that brings it back? Or is that just holy? You know, the one that clutches you and brings you back if you go too
I don't know what ahead. Spec that's on or where it comes okay. So
yeah okay yeah well we'll see well that's I mean that sounds like a pretty good combination though definitely warrior and priest so it's only you two is Team Puppet yeah it's just
yep,
the two
just
of
us
you. Right okay all right excellent well congratulations though still 1 to 15 that's fantastic and that was pretty quick.
Oh, yeah, we weren't messing around. We went for a good few hours on that. Mm-hmm. So, and it was fun. It was just, we both found ourselves in very silly moods while we were doing it and had a lot of fun, so.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. That's awesome. Sorry I missed the streams on those. I'm sure it would have been hilarious, and I look forward to seeing some at some stage with both of you running around with your tunes, which would be great. Thank you. Leap of Faith. That's the one I was thinking of, but yeah.
We also had an impromptu dance party, so. Okay. Well, I went and got coffee, so.
Okay. That's always good. Dance parties are always positive things to have. So, yeah, nice. Excellent. So what else did you do last week? So you started that. You've got all these tunes ready to go for the year. What else are you going to get up to this week?
You know, just I've been playing my other games, my usual Sims, Stardew Valley. Me and fellow challenger Boz started playing this game called Divinity Original Sin, which is, you know, a nice little RPG, but sadly her work schedule changed, so I don't know if we're going to be able to continue doing that. Mm-hmm. Dipping my foot into Dragon Age, and some mutual friends of mine in Stone, Tark Frostborn, and my buddy Videosphere, and one of Turnwinkle's sons dragged me back into the hell that is PlayerUnknown's Battleground.
PUBG is great. PUBG's great.
It's great, except for when you parachute in, you find all the awesome gear, you walk outside the door, and somebody one-shots you in the face.
Ow.
That's why it's a great game. I mean, you gotta watch out, man.
Wow.
So, yeah, we did a few rounds of that this week, and we'll probably...
Feel the love there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a glutton for punishment.
So. Okay.
That's been what I've been doing, and because you put, what the hell did you just say, Niecy?
Because you put ketchup on steak. I think she's talking about the whole thing where you were asking somebody on your own team.
When I friendly fired Derpster.
Yeah, I do. And you're like, boom. No, you don't.
Yeah, that's the thing that's out there.
Wrong answer.
Oh well,
I'm to say for that like 2 minute clip fun. I recorded like an hour and a half, 3 hours of to 3 hours of footage just to get that conversation. Yes, I went into that game with a plan.
Nice.
I'm a horrible person.
Excellent. Oh well, it sounds like you've had a lot of fun over the Christmas New Year anyway, and certainly had a really good, though you won our challenge desk, obviously. Rogue Slayer got to 23, yeah? So you outdid Rogue Slayer, which I thought it was going to be close, but
Rogue Slayer was pushing, yeah.
Yeah, so congratulations, Zorts. You can have that. Here's the token trophy for you.
Honestly, I kind of feel like this year, I kind of feel like Zorts, I think you're a different player, right? Like I kind of feel like you won't have this happen as much this year.
I make no promises on anything.
Don't put pressure on it.
No, it's just, you know, I've watched him play, and he has changed from when I was watching him before. A little bit more cautious, a little bit more not doing dumb stuff. Like, when you're leveling with Niecy, you're like, I don't think that's a good thing to do. And it's like, whoa. You know, right there, you're like, listen to my gut. And you did. So that's a big thing.
That's...
I also don't need Niecy yelling at me. Because that would probably be a frightening thing.
Mm-hmm.
Swords with your dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad enough when she's just in chat, in all caps, spamming heal, 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 heal. I don't need it vocally.
No. Well, that's good. But everything that we do when we play, we learn from. I mean, sometimes we repeat the same thing over and over because we're still learning that same thing, but you know, I always try and think of if I can learn from a death or learn from let's not do that quest or learn from, you know, I think there is that element that we do a lot of learning through these tunes, which I'm hoping, for me, I'm hoping eventually it will all click into getting, you know, getting to the ultimate goal. So I'm sure you would find that would have a similar kind of thing as well, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you know, there are some things that it's like, okay, I tried this once. It didn't work. I'm probably not going to try that again. And on the flip side, there are things where I will try something, it'll work, and then I go to try it on another tune, and it fails miserably.
Yeah.
So, and then I'm like, okay, example. On the druid that died, when I was running on her through Stranglethorn, right outside Hard Wrench Hideaway, there's that camp of the Blood Sail Pirates, and you got to go get the jewel from them. I managed to go through that and get the jewel from them, no problem. So another two, a warrior, a hunter, a mage, all of them got freaking ripped apart. I don't know what it was about the druid, even a priest. I couldn't get a priest through there. So it's like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to skip that from here on out.
Yeah.
That was a one-time thing, I guess.
Yeah, it always surprises me how some tunes can do really well with certain quests or certain areas, and other tunes you're just like, nah, I've got to change it for this. It's not, you know, that path is not working, or that zone's not working for them at this level. It's, you know, it's constantly being aware of not pushing yourself beyond what you think your tune can do, all those kinds of things. So yeah,
but that's what kills me is like, it was a druid, and druids are, you know, they can be a little squishy.
Yeah.
You know, they're not exactly known for being, you know, the beefiest of characters. Not saying they're bad. You know, I'm actually having a lot of fun with my druids. But it's like, okay, I was able to do this with this character, but I take beefier characters and characters with better heals and shields and stuff like that, and I can't do it. And, you know, that's a frustrating thing, because you're like, I did it once. Why can't I do it again?
Yeah.
So, but it's just pretty much, I've put that quest on the probably not going to try it again list.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea as well. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got things, you know, you're moving along well. And as you said, with the team that you and Nisi, Team Puppet, we look forward to seeing how that goes for you both. And like Nisi says in the chat room, because at least she can actually yell at you.
I'm actually the one who's been almost doing the yelling so far, because she'll be like, I made a friend. I'm like, what are you doing? We got to go over here, not over there.
That's what I call it.
The inner bloodthirsty on her is very hard to keep on a leash. She's just like, ooh, I'm going to go say hi to this thing and kill it.
Nice.
And I'm like, no, I don't need that. And she's like, I don't care.
I found the perfect thing that I can do bloodthirsty for on my warlock, like on my main, and that's grinding these demon intact eyes, where I just, yes, I do get something, but it's just mass slaughtering, and I'm in heaven, because I'm like, I can do this bloodthirsty thing on my main tune, and I feel like, you know, I'm actually getting somewhere. I'm like doing mass over where all these worm tongues are and stuff, killing demons left, right, and so it's so good. I'm like, yay, mass slaughtering pixels, woohoo! It's exciting. Anyway, okay, so thank you, Zortz. Thank you for sharing all of that with us. We really appreciate it. Stone, what you been doing?
I leveled, for iron-related, challenge-related, I really only leveled up one character.
Okay.
And it was just a test character for iron teams, and it was with Carrie, and it was like, I asked her, hey, you know, and we actually streamed it, so it was right before Christmas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. And so I actually got Carrie to play a little bit, which is like, oh my goodness. That's pretty much been it for challenge-related stuff. I'm looking forward to Monday, because the kids go back to school. And it's going to be nice.
Wow. Okay.
They were off. They were at school on Friday the 20... for 22nd. That was their last day. And then they're off for 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, so, okay. Yeah. See, they do 6 weeks here over Christmas, New Year.
That's but that's because you have summer. We are in the middle of winter time. And if these guys will be in a room, it's going to be, well, we might as well teach them. So, yeah, it's Monday coming. One more day, one more full day.
Exciting!
And then I can stream my challenge tunes again, which I'm looking forward to. But yay. Otherwise, yeah, that's, to be honest, that's it. And doing coding for the site and stuff and things and all that. So,
Lita, stuff and things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
And, well, I mean, there's other stuff we'll talk about, I guess, on Friday or the Friday after, because we haven't really talked about it. But, anyways. I'm just throwing dates out at you.
Okay.
Just live. Hey, you know, okay. There's another thing called, there's another show that we do called Adventures in Azeroth, right? And, you know, we haven't really set a date on when we're going to do our next. Okay, good.
No. So
just making sure you remember.
We have not.
Okay.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, Lita, go.
I've been sick. I'm blaming sick, fuzzy brain. So, yes, we do need to chat about a few things, but we'll do that later.
Yep.
Which is fine. Okay. All right. Thumbs up.
Okay.
Cool.
Go.
All right. So, you know how we said we had the last episode. So 98 was the last episode last year.
Yep.
Any deaths that happened between then and today, the start of the show today, do not count.
I thought it was January 1.
Well, no. Up until the show. It was up until when the show starts. But that's okay, because I killed myself before January 1st. So
that's good.
You know, so it still doesn't count. But I lost a toon. And I have to say, so it was my Night Elf Hunter that I was doing quite well with. I got her up to 57. And I had, I think I would have to say, one of the most horrible experiences. And it has been years. It has literally been years since I've had one of these. I had a DC death.
Oh, wow.
Because I have not had a disconnect for literally, I would say at least maybe 3 years, maybe 4 years. Okay. So like a proper disconnect where I was in loot lag, everything. I was over in, I'd like to say I was in Blasted Lands where the Naga is on the coast. And I was just picking my way through those quests, you know, just slowly trying not to take too many because the Naga is quite, what's the word? There are a lot of Naga around. So you've got to pick them off and be quite careful.
Yep.
I went into loot lag. I'm looking at my screen. I'm looking at everything and I'm going, well, nothing's saying that I've disconnected. I've still got, you know, it's showing that my frame rate was all good. Nothing showed that I had dropped down. And I gave it about a minute, maybe 2 minutes, and it didn't drop me. And I had to force myself, you know, Alt F4 or whatever it is. And I'm like, and I'm just going, this is not good. This is not good. You know, it didn't actually kick me, I was just like, this is bad. And sure enough, when I logged back in.
Ghost?
There she is. Yep. Not even like on the login screen. And I've just gone, yep. Okay. All right. Well, you know, it sucks. It's been a really, really long time since I've had one of those deaths and, oh, it hurt, but I took her back. I logged in and I just went, yep, dead, DC death. And I can't remember who was on. I think Azzy might have been on and someone else. And I was like, bugger. Okay. Let's
that actually
go again.
Happened to me yesterday during our team stream. DC. Uh-huh. And I just sat there like my, it's another ISP hiccup. Luckily, it wasn't a very big one. I was able to get back in. And as I'm logging back into the game, I'm getting a message over Discord from Nisi like, don't worry, you're still alive. I got you.
Yay for a team one. Yes. Yeah, no, it, I mean, it was, it literally, the whole thing is, you know, when you, there was nothing that gave me the indication. It just went from smooth to all of a sudden into a loot lag. Nothing spiked on to show that, you know, so it was, I was like going, what on earth is going on? So to me, the game didn't slow. My computer didn't show, you know, the internet didn't go offline. I've got multiple things online. I was checking the laptop. I was checking, you know, my phone, my iPad. And I'm like, no, everything says I'm online. So why has the game disconnected me for some reason? So it really was. It was horrible. But I looked at my screen. I logged back in her, took her straight back to Stormwind. I stripped her down. I still had stuff to do on her. And I was like, I'm not going to delete her right yet. I'll wait till the auction's done and move everything across. And I think I deleted her about 4 or 5 days ago, which was not a good feeling, but it was like, okay, I've got everything off her and I need to, you know, I need to... Okay, I can't keep keeping all the bigger ones, you know. I can't keep them all around. So I've kept, I think I kept my 62 that I lost and my 70, but the 57's like, yeah, I'm not going to keep it. She's got to go. We'll start again. So I started again. I made another Night Elf Hunter. That night I was like, right, nope, don't let this, you know, get in the way. Just go. She hit 43 Friday night. So slow and steady, which is good. I've pretty much not had too much trouble with her. I've been picking up a few rares to get a bit bonus XP on her. I've got her over in Eastern Plaguelands. So I've been doing the exact same path that I have for the last, what, maybe 5 or 6. And she's at where I want her to be. Though I feel the level's okay. Like last time, I think the previous one that I just lost, I felt she was a little bit under. I was going a little bit faster with her. But I think because I've picked up a few more rares, you know, all that bonus XP is so good that the level, you know, she's about where I wanted to be. So I'm quite happy with that. So she's at 43. Yay. Getting there, slow and steady. So she is the only iron I am doing. There is no other irons. However, there are bloodthirsties. So I have still got my spreadsheet, Nisi, still got my spreadsheet. It's over there. I am still making notes on how many kills that I'm doing. So here's my list. These are all my bloodthirsties. These are the only ones at the moment I'm concentrating on. So my human mage hit level 11. She's had 228 kills. My human warlock hit 14. She's got 354 kills. Still, both of them a little squishy. Mage feels like a bit of a glass cannon, but still has that squishy to her. The warlock is still, seriously, Blizzard, come on, fix them. They're way too squishy. My gnome monk hit level 16. She's got 463 kills. My night elf priest hit 18. She's got 538 kills. My Draenei pally hit 22. She's got 1,012 kills, God, which I thought was really interesting, because then my Night Elf Hunter hit 23 and she's only got 915 kills.
Yeah, but you,
how interesting is that?
But you probably had more rares on your hunter, right?
Probably, yeah. One of them's, I think the hunter's been picking up, especially if I play a early US time, like Loch Modan is leader zone. So it's like, don't come into the leader zone. And then I have been pushing it with my big girl. So here we go. My human warrior, who was at the end of the year or the end of the last zone, I think she was only 61. I've got two levels on her since then. Tell you what, grinding those levels, because it is becoming longer and longer with the Bloodthirsty, and it is harder to find rares in Outlands. It really is. It is fine. It's harder for them just to pop up, even though I know where like some of them are. But she hit 63, which I was so happy with. I've got her over in Nagrand, actually, running around killing sort of orange level mobs and not having any problem at all, but I'm being very careful. I am at 8,185 kills on her to hit at level 63. So yeah, so I like keeping, you know, keeping my stats.
I don't think I can do that. Like because when I see that, I'm like, nope. Done.
But it's so cathartic. It is actually so cathartic. This is what I just thought. And this is probably the thing, again, you know, on my main, I've done all the really stupid grinds like that you do when you play your main. So, you know, when I'm over there doing this demon thing at the moment, and I am just, what I'm basically doing is I'm doing a form of Bloodthirsty. And I'll go and do an hour of it. And boys are like, yeah, I'm done. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys go. I'm still going to go. And I'm just going round and round and round and round and killing everything. And they're like, aren't you done yet? No, I'll just keep going. I'm okay. It's like, it's a form of Bloodthirsty. And Bloodthirsty is what I can do. So I'm quite happy with it. So it's really quite cathartic, which is good.
Ironically, it is, because you'd figure that, you know, that old school pre-WoW MMO style grinding where it's just you go out and kill.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, for a certain period of time, you actually kind of hit this state of zen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And okay. It's like, you're just kind of like, almost, I don't want to say you're on autopilot, but in a way you are.
I think.
No, it's, yeah.
Okay, I'll say that I think the problem with me is that I can't look at the numbers. When I see that,
so don't look at them.
Right. When I see 8,000 kills, I'm like, nope. I do have a hunter that's like level 25, and I'll spend some time on him, her, I don't know what it is. But I won't look at the kills because I'll just level up.
Well, done.
Right. Right. So, and doing it that way, I can understand that you kind of get into a rhythm. Well, hit the mic. That's pro right there.
Nice.
Professionalism.
Yeah.
The thing is, for those levels, I must admit, I was kind of like, will I sit and do this over a number of times? But actually, when I did 61 to 62, I just went, you know, I was just like, sit myself here, just go. And then by the time you kind of think, well, okay, maybe I'll stop. I actually looked at my bar and I was like, well, I've only got to grind out another two bubbles. So, and then I've hit 62. So I kept going until I hit 62. And then I'm like, right, I'm done. And then I did the same for 63. It was like, well, I'll just go, and then if I've got to the point that I feel like, okay, I've had enough, and I'll log off and I'll come back and finish the level. But I just kept going. And I know there will get to be a point where you'll obviously be like, okay, this level is now way too big to be able to do in just one sitting. But while I can do it in one sitting at the moment, it does. On the Warrior, you're just literally charge, smack, 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 victory rushes up. So you charge in, victory rush, you know, it's just the Warrior has such, in prot, has such a zen feeling of, grinding around that you just find your little path and It's just charge in, smack them down. I accidentally pulled like six mobs over in Nagrand. Did not mean to, but the whole thing is she completely held her own. Yeah, I could have been like, ah!
For now.
But I knew as long as I stood there and I was okay with all my spells, I did not lose and get like flustered. I just did exactly what I needed to. She at one point dropped down to 70%, but once I got that victory rush off, she was back up and she stayed no more than, wouldn't have gone under 90% as I'm taking all Good those Lord. Six mobs down. Like, you know, the worst was probably the first one until you got that victory rush up that she hit about 70%. But I'm not advocating doing that. But the whole thing was I accidentally got myself into a situation and I remained calm and I got myself out because I knew exactly what I needed to do. And it was like, phew, that may not happen every single time. And I've got my, oh, hell, let's get out of here buttons, which I had ready to go. But it was just sometimes you just got to not panic. You know what I mean? It's the panicking of, which is what often can get me killed, especially on the Hunter. I forget. I've got Shadow Meld. I've got, you know, Feign Death. And whereas, I don't know, on the Warrior, it just feels like it's a different feeling. So, and it's really good. I'm really enjoying that grind. So I'm going to keep her over in Nagrand, I think. Nisi, I think that would be a good spot. I could go down to where, what is it? Where the big shardy crystal
Ogishin. Thing.
Thank you.
Or something like
I
that.
I might go down there. Yeah, I might go down there. I'll see. But I've got a fairly good path at 63 at the moment. So we'll see. That's what I've been doing. It's been a lot of fun. It's been great.
So Mark says in chat, you know, in Borean Tundra, I was pulling 10 rhinos at daytime, and I feel the more that you pull, the safer you are. I would say for a warrior, absolutely. Mm. It's when you start, I mean, you guys know why I don't like that class, but if you have a group, I guess it would be better as long as you're able to kill them in time to be able to hit your next one to heal yourself, right? And I guess having enough that you can kill quickly-ish, then you're fine. I think when you get down to the ones and twos, maybe it's not such a good thing.
I suppose so. I mean, sure I don't feel confident to pull that many, and I certainly don't feel confident to pull six. Every time, the two times that I have done it was purely accidental. So, you know, I'm quite happy doing my little grind one, grind two, and I know what I'm comfortable with. But the thing is, if I do get myself into a situation on the Warrior, at least I know at the moment I feel comfortable enough that I don't panic and I can get myself out of trouble without doing the whole, oh my gosh, I'm going to die, and, you know, go screaming, running away. So, which is good, which is interesting. Again, playing the different classes allows you to be able to see what, like you were saying earlier, Zoltz, what you can manage on one tune, you may not manage on another tune. So again, remember, when you're playing a tune, what class am I playing? What side am I playing? And, you know, make sure that you're careful with what you do on that tune. Know that tune, what you can pull, what things you can't do, and just sort of take it easy, definitely. So, yeah. That's been my couple of weeks off, which has been a lot of fun, which has been good. So, yeah.
Cool beans.
Cool beans. I have my cool beans.
Okay. Cool Zorts. Okay. So, I got a bumper to play, right? Now, I've got a whole bunch of... I could really use a soundboard. That would be so cool. So cool. Is it this one?
coffee is nope. my blood.
Is it this one?
Yes, nope. I'm here.
Is it this
Come
one?
Come take on.
Nope. That's for later. It's got to be this one, then.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay. Yes. We have a leveling contest coming up very soon. I don't want to see the date yet. Well, should we? I don't. I. Okay.
No, they can wait.
Well, I'm going to play a bumper.
From okay.
Margathon. He wanted to create one. And here we go.
Come take on a challenge to see who doesn't die. The highest level wins a prize and the bragging rights. Here's the contest.
There you go. Thank you, Marg.
That's so cute. That's so cute, Marg.
Simple,
that's
to all. The point. Yes, I like it. Good job, Marg.
I like it's very... Good job.
Yeah.
It's just a nice little, like, old school commercial jingle.
Yeah. It is. Yes. It's like a little...
Yes, that's... Kitty. I was trying to think, like, why is it... It's just, yeah, it's just, like, short little...
Voice of an angel. You know? Yes, Marg. Voice of an angel. Well done.
Info... I don't know.
You need
kinda,
to wait.
I kind of...
No. I need to
I'm not going to do details, but we will be having a banner soon.
Mm-hmm. TM.
TM. You know?
Yeah.
So long as it's not Shaman, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not doing. We better not. I don't even know what we're doing.
Hashtag don't it
better
play
not
shaman.
Be Shaman.
I do. So basically, shaman. If I were to get killed right now, the contest will start without me. It's ready to go.
Excellent.
There just won't be any advertisements or banners, but the coding is done. It's ready to go. What the heck was that? My kids are freaking out. I don't know if you heard that or not, but
yeah,
yay.
I heard something. Yeah, awesome. Serenity no, that'll now. Be good. So that's a couple weeks, yeah. Next
week. Soon.
Anyway, it's coming.
I don't know.
Soon.
Right. Soon.
Woohoo! What else? What else
patch,
is coming soon? Tell
patch
me.
Patch 7.3.5 should be out soon.
Oh, boy.
We haven't heard a whole lot of info about when it's coming out, other than that they were going to keep an eye on things over the break, and please test so that we can have a look at it and stuff. And they have been releasing patches for the PTR, so they have been making tweaks. Nothing crazy huge, but, you know, here and there. I'm almost kind of thinking, like, is it crazy to think that it won't come out until March? And if not in March, perhaps the Squish will be coming out in March.
Well, I'm not surprised that they're taking their time with this because... Much like the mandatory specs at the launch of Legion, this old world level scaling,
yep.
that's probably one of the biggest changes they've made in this game in years. Yep. So they're probably want to make sure that it is, you know, and this is one thing I've always loved about Blizz is whenever they're developing something or tweaking something, they don't say it's going to be out on this date. Their philosophy is it's done when it's done. If you don't want to wait, tough crap.
Well, I mean, we can have a debate about this, but I agree to a point. I think it's changed more so in recent years compared to what we know of it, what we knew of them. But I think that's not Blizzard. I think that's pressure from their parent. So I still think they do a great, really, really. Anyways, they will test and it will be ready when it's. Good to go, right? And I'm kind of wondering, you know, if they leave it until March, maybe they're going to push in the Squish at the same time. Because I kind of feel like March will be a big... See, I kind of feel like March will be big. I kind of feel like maybe April, May, and then maybe June would be big too. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
August.
I mean, yeah, we won't. It's September, October. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And now Sesame Street is going to be suing us So sorry.
One, this is, stat squish.
This is our last show.
Dual stat squish.
Yeah. So the other thing is, site news wise is, well, the wowironman.com forward doesn't work right now, and I don't know why, but I think it's more because things are broken, which is okay. I'll talk with my ISP about it, or my host with it, because we own everything, so it should be fine. The other thing is, we did some work on some stuff, and it's out. We're not really, like, really going crazy on announcing it and being like, hey, guys, go and do this and that. But, you know, if you kind of like to level up as a team, you know, you might want to check things out on the site. It's up to let you log in and stuff and things, and, and it's very...
Go do it.
Yeah, it's right now it's at a point where we're good for people to go. If you want to tweet about it, it's cool. If you want to stream it, it's cool. If you see any bugs or problems, please let me know as soon as you can. The other thing is, you know, we had this idea, or at least I did, of like a team of one kind of thing, where because there have been people that wanted to be like, hey, I want to know if I can level up iron but run five mans just on my own, like how far can I get, that kind of deal. So we kind of allowed the team of one deal, but I've actually removed that right now. So right now you cannot do teams of one, so you must have a team of two or more in order to be tracked. I'm not the best at UI, but I think things should be fairly straightforward in how to create an account and add your characters and create your team. Maybe not. I don't know. I would say if you have any questions, let me know. The other thing I want to mention is that while I did a lot of the coding for, you know, like the process, like, you know, what rules do we have, what jobs, you know, making our website work, that kind of deal, you know, we would not be here without one person's help, and that is Almin. Yeah. So without him, we would not have been able to allow you to log on with your BeanNet account, and allow us to track and all that stuff through your account. You know, for me, I know skill wise, I know I eventually could have gotten it done, but it would have taken a long time. Like, a long time. Hey, Lita, what are you doing?
Tomorrow, I see you in the chat room.
You're just pressing buttons. Okay, well, we'll talk about that after.
Apparently.
So, Omea, Nia, thank you very, very much for your help.
Thank you, Omea, Nia.
Yep. You know, for sure. And, you know, I kind of feel bad because anytime that there's something wrong now, and I'm trying not to, I'm like, hey, man, did you, like, change the code to, like, break things? No. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, fine.
I blame Tarnwinkle.
So he's been very helpful and very patient with me. Because I know just enough to cause a lot of problems. You know, so... yeah, I guess we'll have, like, a more formal announcement, I guess, later on. Maybe in, like, a month or so, I guess. I just kind of want to... I want to make sure that the process is good and all that. Like, I don't want to change the rules up a whole lot once we're live, like we're really live. Like, we're live right now, but... So, yeah.
You can be live, as opposed to just live. Okay.
Coffee is my blood.
So, yeah.
Speaking of coffee.
And every time we play that bumper, I will take a drink.
I will take.
I would, but I'm out of coffee.
Whoa.
Zot! Quick! To the kitchen!
And Spock. Kitchen's all the way downstairs.
See, you need a thermos.
Wow, she's prepared, Zorts.
You're welcome.
Okay, we are changing some things up. And we're going to read Azzy's plan now.
Okay. Yes, we are.
So we're switching some things around. We're moving some stuff around. And we'll talk about it a little bit after. But we're going to read Azzy's pun now. Zorts, would you please read Azzy's pun?
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's pun courtesy of Azzy. A fish walks into a bar. The barman asks, "Hey, what can I get you?" The fish gasps, "Water!"
Love that one. It's great.
Okay. Thanks, Azzy.
I'm just sitting here nodding.
Really? Mm. That one's great. Mm-hmm. That one's gold. Absolutely gold.
Really? Really? Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's clever.
Thank you.
But, you know, look, maybe I'm just not a pun guy. Maybe I'm not a fan of the pun panda.
It was good. Fair. That's exactly right. It was great delivery, though. Great delivery. So thank you for that.
It's all about the timing.
Yes.
It is exactly. All right. Well, let's go on to the state of the challenges for this week. Let's see how everyone's been doing. So, Zot, can you start off with the irons, please?
Certainly. On our friendly list of irons, we have No Way Ash Wins sitting at level 85. That sounds like a contest tune. Just that name tells me that's a leftover contest tune. Away NDK, Rip at level 90. That's gotta hurt.
Oh.
Azzyloon at level 90. Good job. Too Thirsty at level 93. Good to see. Marg Hope at 103. Marg, you frickin' machine. Tiny Issa at 105. Good job. Never Died Pally. I'm assuming that PLY stands for Pally or PLY, whatever. 106. Good job. Camacho Jr., 106. Good job. Del Issa, 108. Good job. And Died Even Drew, 109. Good job. We got somebody that looks like they're getting close to becoming the champ here.
Never Died is close again.
Never Died. Again.
Again. Again. That'd be again. What? Like
six?
Six, seven?
Seven?
Jesus.
Huge. He's a machine. Seriously. Yeah. Fantastic job. Fantastic job. Well done, Irons. Alrighty. Let's have a look at our bloods for this week. Who's our first on our list? Look, it's Never Died BT, which is at 68. We've got Five Matt at 68. Marg Blood at 70. Soul Shot at 71. Soul Shield at 75. Five Twist at 79. Genetics hit 84. Never Died again at 85, Too Thirsty at 93, and Soul Glaive at 109. Well done, Nisi.
Very nice.
Well done. Never Died
but
as well.
Hold on. Wait a second. There's only three there for Nisi. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they're probably like at 67.
Two. Never Died has two. Marg.
Nisi's got three.
Has one. Nisi's got three. Five has got two. Sorry.
Two. Yeah.
Genetics. Then I imagine that Demon Hunter eats up a lot of time to level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone else is in the 60s. Yeah. So they're all under the 68. Nisi says so. Yep. Well done. All right. Pacifists. Zorts. Who have we got? All right.
We got Peace Nika at 51, Silent Herber at 63, Five Open Palm at 66, Margo Zen 67, Red Flagged at 475 kills. Margo, what are you doing?
So he was saying, and he'll probably type this up in chat too, but just for the show, he was saying that he did Plants vs. Zombies. And he was like, because he was running his other tunes, and he's like, oh yeah, I'll just bring my just bring my pacifist one here. Not realizing that you get flagged for the kills. And then once he was done, he was like, what? Oh yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's a, there we go. There's another dirt moment. Marg, I honestly, I wouldn't have even thought about that one, but whew. Okay. I think he re-rolled though. Yeah. He's already.
Not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Moving on. Sneaky Boz at 76. Five Curmudgeon at 86. Never Died Passy at 88. Huey Hamster at 91. Harry Up at 94. And Snuffletips at 106.
Yay!
I think Snuffletips is going to go the distance. My money's on Snuffletips.
I really hope so. Because I love the name.
I hope so too.
I hope so too.
Well done. Well done, everyone, though. Marg, that's a bit of a brain fart to have at 67, though. Ouch. Sorry about that, dude. So, alrighty.
Tins, and just before, thank you for the host from Pwncast. You know, Pwncast, the podcast, like, whoa.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about after, too. Well, not anyways, I'm just going to butcher the crap out of everything because I've been drinking. Yay, first show of the year. So Tins, Radiac at level 54, Lucy Lynn at 55. Oh man. I feel like this is Mozadi, but I don't think it is. Mozenachi. But I think the J is a Y because it's Eastern. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like it's pronounced with an I or Y. So Mozanati is 59. Shadow Grit is level 60. Puritan is level 60. Eye Hunter is level 61. Iron T1 level 67. Away and Hunt level 72. Discord Tin is level 83. And Emily is level 97.
I love it.
I just love all these really weird names, and then all of a sudden it's like, and then there's Emily.
Yes, I think it's awesome.
Love it.
Yeah,
good job,
I think it's actually pretty cool that Emily was actually able to get that name, because usually common names, it's like it's really hard to get online, right? So
really hard to get. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well done. Obviously, commiserations to all those that we lost, but well done to all of our challengers. So keep up the good fight, guys. That's wonderful. Okay. So we're just going to go straight into it, Stone.
Yep,
we have changed some stuff up, so just bear with us. Yep. All right, here we go.
Okay. And for our guest sorts, just play off us, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Question time with Lita.
Nope. Hold on.
Completely.
Opposite way. Opposite way. Here we go. Ready? Okay.
Question time with Lita and Stone.
Okay. So now this is where we're going to bring things down just a little bit, everyone, and we're just going to have some discussion time with Stone and myself, and of course, Sorts, our guest.
Just sit back, get a glass of wine, relax.
Exactly. Have your favorite beverage right near you, and let's have some discussions. So, we are going to start with one of our first discussions from Ella Bella on Discord. They ask, I'm sure this has come up before, but what are your thoughts on using Sunsong Farm? I like doing those dailies, but the farm itself seems like it toes the line a little. Well, Ella Bella, I've never taken my tune to Sunsong Farm because I've never been that high. So I have no idea. But you know what? I know someone who may have, because he has got a max level iron stone. Looking at you over there, whichever way. What is your thoughts on going with this interesting thought? Please.
First, I'd like to say I find it funny that you happen to slip that little fact in there when you know I don't really want to talk about that kind of stuff. But I can say that the Sunsong Farm is completely okay. So there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you. That's cool then. All right. Next one. Sorts. What have we got, please?
Mads on Facebook is asking, "Hi, I finally hit level 20 on my Bloodthirsty, and the quest for riding popped up. Can I finish that one?" Well, Mads, that would still count as a quest, which is off limits. That's for the Bloodthirsty, you can still go to the riding trainer, purchase your riding, and purchase your mount, but you cannot, I repeat, cannot complete that quest. Your best bet? Abandon it. Throw it to the side. Toss it away like a used lover. And move on.
Excellent. Thank you, Zorts. Very descriptive and very interesting analogy there. Thank you. Okay. Next one. We have from Discord again is from Izmi. Are you allowed to buy items off the auction house? Yes, you are. Pretty much. You're also allowed to sell things on the auction house. Depends if you've got gold, except for tokens. Tokens?
Well, I will say, you can purchase a token to get game time with your gold that you've earned, but you cannot use your real money to buy gold for your challenger. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for that insight, Stone. And all right. What else did we have to...
That's it. Can't do anymore. Okay.
Damn.
I could so go like this.
Yeah. Well, okay. Next week, it's going to be really interesting, especially with who we're going to have on. This person's going to think, like, what are they doing?
Oh, my God.
What are they doing? So... we are going to be doing this as a permanent thing.
Every week.
We're going to try to see how long we can go for
just to bring
happy thoughts with Jack Handy. We're not using happy, deep thoughts with Jack Handy, but, you know, yes, because that would be copyright infringement.
It was inspired by deep thoughts from Jack Handy. Yes, which just sounded like it would be something fun that we could bring in and discuss. It's not lessening the questions or anything like that. It's just purely having a little bit of fun while we talk about the questions, which is good. They're all great questions. So as you know, people, definitely questions we get from Discord, Facebook, Twitter. If you've got any questions, let us know and we will put them in.
So Tiber says that he thinks that I lasted longer than he expected. I've heard that before.
You need to do it in our robe. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but what are we going to do? Are we going to, like, okay, guys, we got to pause the stream and get our robes on? I don't know. I actually don't have a robe. I don't sleep in her. I don't have a robe. I sleep in the nude. No, but
like a dressing robe. You know how they always have the dressing robe and the... Anyway, I've got one.
Hugh Hefner, yeah. Man, smoking jacket, ascot. Go for it.
Smoking jacket, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So y'all are so bad and bags. Yeah, so you can use bags too.
Bags are fine.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't think we were going to do chat room stuff during that part. Because, you know, maybe we'll talk about it after because we're live. So, you know, thank you, Mods, Zorts, Nisi, Stir, and Awesome Trousers. Thank you for moderating our chats because without you guys, I would go like literally insane. And sometimes even with you guys, I'm just like, oh my God. And you guys take a lot of the stuff that would drive me completely bonkers and help out so much.
You guys do an awesome job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
No problem, man. Although I gotta admit, I don't really do much.
That's okay. You're back up. Oh my God, there's
a podcast
again. I'm there if you need to if you need a pit bull.
Every time.
Because I'm not a very diplomatic person. Take me off.
That's okay. That's right. We all play to our strengths, yeah? So we're very thankful that we have got a diversity amongst our bonds. So, yes. But we do really appreciate everything you guys have done for us. So thank you.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because one of the things is that I kind of feel like we spend a little bit too much time on this on past shows, and with the whole Patreon thing blowing up, and then they decided to backpedal because they're like, oh, oops, we promised that we would go and look at what we're doing, because honestly, I kind of feel like I'm spending too much time on that versus spending time on the site, like with Iron Teams and all that stuff. Swords, I can hear you typing, mute your mic, man. Because OCD, buddy. So basically what we did is that, you know, I always felt awkward about saying you guys are our supporters, and you are, but you know, we wanted to find a term that we could use for pretty much everybody, and we had lots of names, okay, but and there's a lot of back and forth there was more than that, like there was there's five that were final, but
I've got the notes right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay, so
we're not doing Sesame Street.
Sorry, Sesame Street. It's copyrighted. No copyright infringement is intended. We wanted to go with the Iron Elite, jeez, and we actually picked this name because I knew that I wouldn't have a problem with it, versus the other name, I knew I would have a problem with it. Stupid brain, I'm gonna like, somebody give me a spoon, so I can like scoop out the stupid part of the brain that makes me talk like this, because it's, anyways, frustrating as heck. Yes, even though you did say the other one, so I think it's okay though. Whatever. Okay, so basically, what we simplified things. We are gonna keep Patreon, but we're gonna have it as a link as our bottom option because, nice. So you can't see on the stream, or you can't hear it, but you can see it. We're also not gonna We're not going to say, you know, $1 and $5 and $10 and $25. No, it's just one. If you want to help support us with money, we want to put your name on the site, and we're going to read off your name to say thank you. You're going to be in this group. You will have access to the Discord channels. And once in a while, I think we're going to do pre-show extra stuff, but Lita and I need to talk about that. Just try to keep it simple. I think with Twitch, we don't have an option to say, well, $9.99, you get an extra icon, and $24.99, you know, don't worry about that. If you want to help us, great. Thank you. If you have any questions about it, let me know. If you have any suggestions of what you want us to do or don't do, let me know. Let Lita know as well. And Lita also apparently subscribed to us while we went live. I don't know why you did that, but
well, I had a free one to use, so I might as well support what we do. So
I'm going to read our list of Iron Elite. Oh yeah, okay. Wait, one before we go for it. So the reason why we picked Iron, we do have Bloodthirsty, we do have like everything else, but we all come from this one place. This is where it's all from. When we looked at the numbers and stuff, 91% of the people that are on the site and characters do Iron Man. Everything else derives from that. So I thought, you know, it would still be good. We were also looking at maybe Iron Champion kind of deal, but we already use that as when you hit max level. So we thought that the Iron Elite was a better name for everybody as a whole. So
yeah, for the supporters, we just wanted to give some recognition, because we really do appreciate whether you know, we understand lots of people support in different ways, and this is just a little something that we wanted to have just a special little name, and that's it. So mm-hmm. we do truly, truly appreciate everything that you all do for us, and especially for helping with with Stone, with for the site and paying for the site and stuff.
Yeah.
We greatly appreciate it from everyone. So thank you.
Just one last little thing is we reserve the right to remove you if you're going to be a dick. You know, we've really got one rule, man. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, I personally don't care about swearing unless we're live, you know. Don't make me have to edit, because we're supposed to be a clean tag show, but, you know, just don't be a dick. If you want to troll, get out of here.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, I think for the most part, I think the only person that I really have a problem with that's on this list is, I'll say when we get there. Okay, so the Iron Elite list for this week, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to just rhyme off the names of everybody that supports us, and I'm killing time. I don't know why, because I want to make Zorts late for work. That's what I do. So we got Azylan, Awesome Trousers, Bart H, Boz, Proximar, Denny, Fair, Five Iron, Frasley, Spark, Span, Grandagus, ICTR, Halamoon, Cashbringer, and Anonymous Koala. This is the person that I really believe that, you know, don't be a dick. I'm looking at you. Never died. Nisi, Summerlandster, Tuli, and Zaya. So thank you guys very much. For the future, what we might do is that we're just going to go through it really quick, and that's it. This week we wanted to kind of tell you what's changed, that kind of deal, and mm-hmm. that's going to be that. So, wrap up? Really? But I want to make Zorts late for work because he's sick. And,
no.
You know, I don't want to have him to go to work. Zorts, do you really want to go to work?
I have to go to work, man.
Yes, but do you want to?
No, I don't, but if I don't go to work, I don't have a job because I don't have any sick days.
Okay, fine.
And then you can't pay for WoW.
Yeah.
No money.
I can't pay for my WoW or my internet, and it'll be a Zortsless world. Do you really want that?
That would not be good.
Exactly. That would not be cool.
That would not be good.
We do not want that. Absolutely not.
Okay, so our next show will be, I can't believe, but episode 100?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Woo!
I don't understand, wow. But okay.
Wow.
Honestly, if we were doing it like how we were before, we would be at like episode 35 or 36 right now. So, yeah. Going every week and Lita doing it every week while I'm off doing my own thing and gallivanting around. Yeah, anyways. 100 episodes next week. I have no idea. I'm just rambling just to get Zorts in trouble. So, next show will be Saturday, January the 13th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, January the 14th, 10 a.m. Lita time, which is 11 a.m. Australian Eastern time, which is midnight GMT. There you go, Marg. And 1 a.m. Central European time. We will be joined by Euphoenix, who has been... He leveled up very far on his first attempt, which was very amazing to us. He's a very chill dude. Very, very chill. Very, very cool dude. We're looking forward to having him on. This week, we were actually supposed to have Emperor 13. He could not make it because he has things going on at home, which I hope, you know, hit the mic again. Pro. Which I really hope, you know, things will get better in time, and we're going to have him on at a later date. And thank you, Zorts, for being able to jump in at, like, the last minute.
No worries.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you
for dealing with all this nonsense and not losing your mind when we were playing the mellow music.
Kristen.
Can't lose what you don't have, Stone.
Good point. Nice. All right. Well, so thank you. Thank you so much for today. But do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Yeah, you can find me really in two places. One is my Twitter, at ZortzTheGoblin, ZortzTheGoblin, all lowercase, all one word. And my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ZortzTheGoblin, same as the Twitter.
Excellent.
So.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, we look forward to seeing what adventures that you have coming up for this year. And again, we're all keeping a death list starting now for the end of the year show.
No. January 1.
Well, whichever.
January 1. Yes.
Whichever. Up until the end show. So
yes.
We will see. Did you take my document away, Stone?
No.
Where's my document?
I don't know. Oh, maybe I moved it? Did I? I don't know. I was moving stuff around.
Anyway. All right.
Oh, so, I did. Because it's 2017.
Participate.
No, hold on. It's 2017. I moved it away because we don't need it anymore.
Just rename it to 2018. Just rename it. Why do we need to make a whole new document?
Copy the document. 2018.
I'll fix it in a minute, Stone. That's fine.
Oh my God.
Anyway, let's wrap up the show. So, everyone, where you can find us is, don't forget to check out the website, which is wildchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, which is podcast@wowchallenges.com, as well as you can tweet us on the tweeters, which is @wowchallenges. We have got a Discord server, which is always very lively. It is discord.wowchallenges.com. And we have got a Facebook page where you can throw us some questions, etc., over there as well, which is facebook.com/wowchallenges. Check out the video of the show every week if you'd like to, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number 1 at the end. And don't forget to come catch us live on Twitch every week We are twitch.tv/wowchallenges. Stone.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stones, but without the S, just one of them. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, I do it just to make her crack up, so, and you just because I can see her on my other screen here. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we do once a month, which we're going to be doing an episode soon, like Friday,
TM.
Next TM. Week. Week after.
Very soon.
Okay.
Very soon.
Ooh, very soon. Okay.
TM.
Yep.
TM. Yep. TMI? Or just TM? Just TM. Okay.
TM. Just TM. I mean. Okay. Thank you for that.
And where all can right, we find
so
you,
where
Lita?
You can find me, I'm on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as Adventures in Azeroth that I co-host with Stone. I have got another show which will be back very soon, that is Behind the Avatar. Soon, TM. Soon.
Can I TM. Come back on that show? Anyway. Or
do you want to come back on that show?
Or is it like, you know, like, anyways, go ahead.
Sure, we could sort something. Anyway, other than that, don't forget, we want to say a big thank you. We've got two big thank yous that we're going to now say every yes. week. One is to Markkonen because he does our intro and we love it. You can check Markkonen out at MarkkonenWow on Twitter, as well as finding him over at Torren Think Tank that he co-hosts with Jules. And our extra thank you is now to Epic Insanity for yep. our outro. We have got a proper outro, people. Yay. So you can check Epic out. He is at Epic_Insanity on Twitter. And you can follow him there, as well as check out his shows, which is Frozen Nerds, which is awesome that he does with Kilrog, and Epic Questions. But check out his website as well. So again, thank you to both Markkonen and Epic. We truly appreciate their help for doing our outro and our intro. Thank you guys.
You need to keep yes. killing time.
No, we're not killing
no,
time.
No. Okay. You really need to. I wouldn't say this unless you have to. Kill time.
What?
Please.
Okay.
Oh. Please.
Okay.
Please.
Right. Okay. I'm killing time. Anyway.
I can't find the outro.
I have no idea. Fine. Okay.
Can't well, find yeah, the
oh, Lord. Okay. So.
That's. Find
ladies and gentlemen, let's
good.
Just all this. Take a moment.
What the hell?
I did send it to you.
Just reflect on our
where did
past
you send
year
it to
and realize
you?
That 2018 is an open slate.
Yes.
Take yes. that challenge.
Oh, my God.
Make that Iron Man. Make that bloodthirsty. Make that pacifist. And go forth to conquer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That would be a really good bumper there, actually.
So I think I may have stopped the stream, but we're going to go back on for a sec. Because I was typing. Okay, so here we are again. Sorry. No, because I typed in 2018, and the number 2 on the number pad will actually start the stream and stop the stream. So you know what? We're just going to end it here, and I will add the outro into the file. What the heck? I really do not know what happened to the outro. I thought it was in my sound file, and it's not here.
And it's gone.
Wow. Great way to start off the
Look,
year.
Bro, it can
hey,
only
can
go
only
up
go.
From here.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. It can only go up.
Hold on. Here we go. Nope. That's Rogue Slayer. Dang it. I don't see where you sent it to me.
I put it in the files where the X.
Oh, it's. Is. Oh, okay.
Look,
okay.
I think we Sun should Google all just Drive? Brainstorm. Right.
Nope. Hold on. In XSplit stuff? Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Got it. Got it.
Tossed away like a used lover.
Okay, here we go. I'm just gonna play it. It's not. Yeah, and thanks for listening to the show, and things and stuff.
Wow. Things and stuff. Exactly. Yes. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, chat room. Everyone, have a wonderful week. Thank you, Zots. Thank you,
no problem. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Where is it? There it is.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.